This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Dermatology and Hair Loss Information Channels. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Alex Kadavi, board-certified dermatologist to the stars, owner of Advanced Skin and Hair Incorporated, and creator of successful hair regrowth treatment, Revivagen, MD. Dr. Kadavi, a pleasure to have you with us today here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure for me to be on with you and with your listeners.
You're more than welcome, and the pleasure is ours as well, and thanks for your time. Now, to kick things off, tell us, why is having a Hair Loss Awareness Month important?
Well, there's a lot of stigma about hair loss that makes millions of men and women who suffer from it feel like they need to keep it a secret. It also doesn't help that there's a lot of products and there's a lot of hair loss claims and there's products that don't work for hair loss at all. There's a lot of false information out there. There's a lot of myths and differences from those that are supposed to be helping while taking advantage of people with hair loss products or hair loss treatments.
Is there such a thing as an at-home remedy for hair loss?
There is not a at-home remedy that has been proven to be effective without a lot of scientific research. The product that I helped develop took years of scientific research, and we have shown independently to be effective for hair loss by physicians all around the world. Most of these other products that are available around the world have not been proven independently to work. Only two FDA-approved products, Propecia and Rogaine, besides my product, have the extensive scientific research that have been shown to be effective.
Interesting. And how long have you been practicing, by the way, dermatology, and what changes have you seen in the types of patients that come in for hair loss over the course of your career?
Well, I started being interested in dermatology since 1998, and during this time, we have had tremendous amounts of change in the field of dermatology. The great thing about dermatology and what actually got me interested is that the skin is so accessible to us. You know, we are able to, first of all, diagnose very quickly what's going on by looking at, you know, the organ right in front of us. We don't need to do extensive, you know, x-rays or other forms of testing, blood testing, to see what's going on. Yet, and at the same time, we're able to make treatments available to our patients, not by giving them systemic treatments or medications or orally very extensive surgical treatment. We have the skin right there available to us to make topical treatments that are absorbable very well within the skin and do not need to be exposed to the rest of the body to have unwanted side effects. So dermatology is in an amazing field, and actually the advances in dermatology are much faster than other fields in medicine.
Today we are visiting with Dr. Alex Kadavi, board-certified dermatologist, to the stars and owner of Advanced Skin and Hair, Inc., and creator of the successful hair regrowth treatment, Revivagen MD, here on eHealth Radio's Dermatology and Hair Loss Information Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Kadavi, is there anything people can do to prevent hair loss before it starts?
Well, one of the most important things to recognize in prevention is actually recognizing if they truly have hair loss or not. People are unaware that they have hair loss for a great period of time. You know, you need to address hair loss at the first appearance of it. If you start noticing that your hair is becoming thinner, if the density over the top of the scalp is thinning, and this is for both men and women. A lot of women that come in my office, since they don't have the typical male pattern hair loss where they start having recession within the front of the scalp, or thinning in the back of the scalp. Simply, they have thinning over the entire top of the scalp. They just attribute it to having familial thinning of the hair. They say their mother has thin hair, their aunt has thin hair, so they have thin hair. But it's not a genetic abnormality of having thin hair. It's actually female pattern hair loss. And if they catch it at early time and they do the right treatment, then they could be very successful at reversing the hair loss. Once you address hair loss at the later stages, for instance, most of the top of the hair is thin for both the men and the woman, it makes it more difficult to regrow the hair. If the top of the scalp, the skin is completely bare, there's no actual hair follicles there, there's no peach fuzz hairs, there's no mini hairs there, it makes it much more difficult to actually regrow the hair.
Certainly makes sense. Lastly, and in conclusion, what products and treatments do you recommend for hair loss, and is there any hope for a cure for hair loss?
Well, as I said, the two previous products that are FDA approved, Rogaine and Propecia, work well for hair loss, and they're FDA approved. However, they have side effects. Both of these are not natural, like my product Revivogen. Rogaine can irritate the scalp. It doesn't grow very nice, thick, we call it terminal hairs, which are hairs are nice and long and dense and dark. It mainly grows small peach fuzz hairs. And Propecia is a good product also. However, because you're taking it systemically, you could have side effects. For instance, decreased libido, decreased sex drive, cannot be used by women, has not been proven to be effective for women. There's even incidence of depression for males who take Propecia. So when I started to lose my hair over 20 years ago, I wanted to avoid products, first of all, that were not effective, and number two, use products that are natural and not going to have systemic side effects, meaning affecting other parts of the body, for instance, decreased libido, sex drive, or possibly even depression. So my research at that time, along with doctors from around the world, including Dr. Leal in University of Illinois Chicago, we found that topical natural ingredients delivered to the skin, delivered to the scalp, can not only stop the hair loss, like Propecia or Rogaine, but actually do it better, faster, and to be effective for both men and women. And these natural ingredients could be delivered into the scalp without having, again, the side effects, but work in developing nice, thick terminal hairs. Basically, make the hairs look back to what they were, you know, 1-3 years ago on most occasions. Even some patients are able to take their hair back 3, 5, and 7 years ago. Again, the importance of it is starting it early, and if they have miniaturized hairs, or baby hairs, or peach fuzz hairs, Revivogen is able to reverse the hair loss and take the hair back to what it was years ago without having all these side effects.
Certainly some very helpful information, informative, and really appreciate your covering this topic, as it is a real life experience without a question, especially as we get older. Where can listeners get more information about you, your practice, and how could they be in touch as well?
Well, they can visit the website, revivogen.com. That's revivogen.com, revivogen.com. You can get a tremendous amount of information about hair loss, different types of hair loss, how Revivogen works for over 95% of all hair loss. It works for hair loss in both men and women. What results to expect, see if the patients qualify. Again, 95% of people who have hair loss have male and female pattern hair loss. If it's done early enough, they're able to reverse that hair loss. We also have blogs on the site about other people sharing their experiences with hair loss and Revivogen as a hair loss treatment. We are also very informative in all of the sciences. Someone is versed in the sciences. We are a physician who developed the product. I'm a board certified dermatologist. I'm a researcher at NIH with very extensive information for your listeners to read about and educate themselves.
Well, once again, Dr. Kadavi, thanks for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio, and certainly look forward to a future conversation. Have a great day.
Great. Thank you so much, and thank you for listening.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Alex Kadavi, board-certified dermatologist to the stars and owner of Advanced Skin and Hair, Inc., and creator of the successful hair regrowth treatment, Revivogen MD. And for more information, visit Revivogen.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Dermatology and Hair Loss Information Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.